Summer hit hard this week, weather-wise, and it got us thinking about finding some fun novels to slip in our tote bags for a day at the pool, or, even better, on the beach. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two not-so-terribly serious new releases. And don't worry, Dostoevsky and Proust will still be there later. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Remember Kylie Reed, who wrote Such a Fun Age, the incredible book about a white Philadelphia lady and her black nanny? Reed follows up with another sharp, edgy social novel, this time set at the University of Arkansas, where a very thin wall in a college dorm causes complications for eavesdroppers on both sides. Primary among the large cast of characters are Agatha, a 38-year-old gay visiting professor, Millie, a black 24-year-old RA, and five undergrads who live in the suite next door to Millie, a threesome of friends plus two loners, Peyton, who is black, and Kennedy, who has been through a terrible experience just before coming to college. Kennedy can hear everything the RAs say when they meet up next door in Millie's room, and has so little going on in her own life that she does this quite a bit. Conversely, everything that's said in the suites is broadcast directly into Millie's room. So, in the process of some vague research for a possible book, the visiting prof, Agatha, becomes fascinated with the girls, particularly with the way they talk and their finances. She starts paying Millie to let her come in and eavesdrop on them once a week. As an author, Reed has the very same obsessions that she gives Agatha, and the best thing about the book is the way she nails the characters' speech styles, southern accents, and behavior, along with her unerring choice of products and other accoutrements to surround them with. When Agatha decides to start selling her so-called interviews to Teen Vogue, and Millie gets obsessed with Agatha, and mean pranks beget even meaner ones, oh my lord, as Casey would say. Reed is a genius of mimicry and social observation, and this book would be amazing in audio. In Margot's Got Money Troubles by Rufy Thorpe, a college freshman finds out that everyone was right. Her decision to have her English professor's baby really does ruin her life. Until it doesn't. Quote, I'd learned about the terms first person, third person, and second person in high school, and I thought that's all there was to point of view until I met Bodie's father in the fall of 2017. Not for nothing does Margot's journey into motherhood begin in English class as she switches back and forth between third and first persons all the way through the book, using third for distance from her cringier mistakes. The elevator pitch for Thorpe's fourth novel, as exuberant as the first three, is tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow with online porn instead of video games. Really. It's a story of friendship, love, and family set in a different part of the big world of cyber storytelling. Shortly after Bodie is born, Margot finds she cannot afford the childcare necessary to hold onto her waitressing job. She has to find a source of income fast and ends up posting pictures on OnlyFans, a subscription-based porn site. Lonely hot girl in financial freefall, please help me make rent this month. Turns out she's very good at this. Further help with the rent comes when her father, Jinx, a wrestling world icon, comes fresh from rehab to move in and help her with the baby. Terrific characters, rich world building, deep thoughts about fiction and morality, a love story, and a happy ending. Don't miss it.
The books are Come and Get It by Kylie Reed and Margot Has Money Troubles by Rufy Thorpe. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. At WYPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.